It's Nick Mezen here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 3-1 victory over ABBA. Andy, a great return to form there after last week's defeat.
Fantastic, Nick. You know, I'm so proud and so made up tonight. I really am, because that's a huge performance. You know, these have been bang on here since they've come back. They've been difficult, and you know, we've gone 1-0 down in the first minute to an uncharacteristic mistake from John Danby, and then from that minute on they haven't had another shot on target. We've completely dominated the game. We missed a penalty. We've had chances, half chances, made a substitution at half time, Shelton's first touch, and then with the way my luck's going this year, and I don't know what is going on, but it looks like he's got a serious knee injury now. You know, it's taken him probably maybe 6 to 8 weeks to start getting sharp, understand what we do. I've given him his chance, he scores a goal, he's ripping the lad to bits, and he goes and does his knee, which doesn't look good. But you know, I'm not going to let that sour what has been a fantastic performance, and the lads have shown, they've shown another team that we can play football any way we want. We can go direct, we can mix it up, we can play second balls, we can pass the ball, and we passed them to death at times today, and the result was the right result at the end of the day.
You talk about Shelton going off there again, and another inspired substitution, bringing Nick Rushton on, first touch for him and a goal as well.
Yeah, I mean, they work sometimes like that, you know, but you know, I think Wildy has given us that pivotal point today, which has been, you know, the platform for everything that we've done going forward. You know, he's come up against two big strong boys, he's held it up for us, he's won flicks, he's challenged the keeper there, and we've got on, you know, got on the end of it. And you know, if you'd coming out the second half against the wind, you know, when you're thinking 1-0 down, this is going to be tough, but you know, wow, what a performance that was second half. And I, like I say, I'm so proud of them, and it just makes us that little step closer to what, which I believe is the 32 points that we need to get into that top six.
And in regards to the third goal there, I heard you from the touchline shouting, Jay Owen, you go score. Jay Owen got right on the end of it, and it ended up in the back of the net.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a key to what you do, what's going on in front of him, which creates that space, and it worked. You know, when we've had a lot of late where balls have fell down, and we haven't had the same anticipation and the same hunger maybe that we had last year to get on the end of them, but today, and it's purely because he's on the move. You know, he's running, gambling that the ball's going to fall in an area, and bang, we get the third goal, and you know, it was comfy at the end, because you know, Bish has got a good team here, and they've got legs, they've got quality, they've got height, they've got fitness, and they're going to take a lot of points off teams here, you know, and we've really, really given a good account of ourselves. And like I say, I'm absolutely chuffed to bits tonight, because I knew it wouldn't be easier today, and the way the game started, and I just thought, wow, you know, we're struggling now at the moment with certain aspects of our game, like, and but you know, the character will never ever that'll never cease, because you know, they've got fantastic quality of players, and you know, the determination and the attitude that they've shown in the second half, not to be, you know, not to come away with nothing, you know, and it looked that way going into half time. But you know, I just believe if we kept moving the ball, if we kept opening them up, and we kept getting at them, you know, things would happen, and it did.
We'll have to go again against a tough Llandudno team next week as well. Now they've been on a bit of a resurgence, beating Kevin Druids on the.
Yep, I watched them last night, and you know. It was a comfy victory in the end. You know, it was a bit huff and puff, but you know, they were the dominant team throughout, and there was only one team I thought would win it last night, you know, coming into the 80th minute, and it was them, and they went on and probably got the result they deserved. And they're going to be a really tough game, very similar to this one that we had today, you know, so we're looking forward to it now, because you know, there's players coming back in. Callum Morris is going to be available for next week, Les Davis will be back, and you know, we can't do anything about the centre halves until January, but you know, Chris has come back in, and when Chris gets the weight off and he gets himself fit and he does what, you know, starts hitting the fitness targets that he's been given, then you know, he'll be looking to get a start, but you know, he's a long way off a start at the moment.